That's Sarah Kwa at the Herb Eaton Gallery one recent Friday night, doing what she loves and what she feels most comfortable at, singing the song she composes. Since the election last fall of Donald Trump as president, Kwa has stretched her comfort zone. She writes letters to her representatives, marches, and makes protest signs, all the while still writing her songs, doing the laundry, and shuttling her children to events.
I'm also not somebody who would go to rallies or write to their senators unless something really terrible struck me.
And now you are?
And now I am. And I feel like if it's not us, then who is it?
Last fall, Kwa co-founded a group called Voices of Reason with Jody Slothauer, a friend whose children went to the same Sunday school at Wesley United Methodist Church. Slothauer says the two women saw a need and sought to fill it.
So many times when we've been starting this group, people have said, I didn't know there were any other progressives in McLean County. And that's been very frustrating because there are lots of progressives.
Voices of Reason is essentially a Facebook group with 1,400 members and counting. It encourages people to run for office and mobilizes its membership to write and call elected officials in support of such causes as women's health care, the environment, immigration reform, racial justice, and LGBTQ rights.
We have a calendar that has at least two pages of lots of events, and certainly Black Lives Matter, the NAACP, Not in Our Town, lots of different groups. So, and we're interested in the local issues, we're interested in state issues, and we're interested in congressional issues.
Voices of Reason is just one of several grassroots groups led or co-led by women that have sprung up in recent months. One congresswoman likened the phenomenon to awakening a sleeping giantess. Kwa said until recently she spent most of her energy being a self-described homeschool mom.
I go to some of these events and people don't know who I am, and I introduce myself and they say, oh, you started this group with Jody and we've never seen you before.
Power!
They're right.
Political activism has now become the norm for many women. Slothauer is a first-time candidate for local office, and Kwa is a regular at rallies. She performed recently at an International Women's Day event at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts.
Obviously, people need to speak up. Regular people, good people, decent people, people that maybe they don't know everything about politics and they don't know everything about government, but they have a moral compass and they know the difference between telling the truth and not telling the truth. They know the difference between speaking up for people, victims of injustice, and staying silent.
Alexis Wallstein is the Women and Gender Studies Librarian at Illinois State University. She helped organize the Women's Day rally. She says the event started with a discussion over a glass of wine and was pulled together in 10 days. It drew nearly 400 women on a Wednesday night. The theme was Empowered Women Empower Women. Wallstein believes some women grew complacent during the Obama years.
But then you have this upsurge of people who want to be involved and see an urgency in being involved that they might not have seen 6 months ago. And so there's a real want, a real need, and a real desire to be active. And so when these opportunities arise, if you can get out to one woman, all of a sudden you have 50 women who are interested.
The surge in activism has drawn in young women especially. Rebecca Gearhart Mafazi is an anthropology professor at Illinois Wesleyan University. She traveled to the Women's March in Chicago last January with 17 Wesleyan students.
The students who I talked to on the train were very excited just about being in a group of intergenerational women.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what
that was one of the most touching things that they, you know, were experiencing is that they're looking around and seeing elderly women and little girls. And I feel like that's one of the things that this generation is really eager to create is a sense of community. They really long for a sense of physical community with each other, because I don't think that they get that. They have, you know, Facebook and their virtual communities, but they really want to belong to a community beyond the virtual world.
Cindy Basilio, a mathematics major at Wesleyan, said she almost didn't go to the Women's March, but it turned out to be a life-changing event.
I felt empowered, and I felt that there could be change. There's hope for our country, as diverse as we are, that there are people fighting the same cause.
Basilio says that after she graduates, she wants to become involved in local politics in her hometown of Streamwood in the Chicago suburbs. Amanda Breeden, a Wesleyan senior, created a Google document with the contact information of every member of Congress to share with her friends. She's been busy herself contacting elected officials.
So I want to have a face-to-face discussion with more of my representatives and congresspeople so they can truly, I guess, see where I'm coming from and then see how invested in these issues I am.
And what are those issues?
Everything's interconnected. So, I mean, once I get concerned with LGBT issues, I'm also concerned with economic issues and women's issues and then racial problems. So it kind of all comes full circle, if that makes sense.
Wolstein of the Empowered Women Group says the strength of these groups lies in their interconnectedness with many different causes and with other groups like Not in Our Town and Black Lives Matter.
If we're fighting for women's rights, we're fighting for human rights. If we're fighting for civil rights, we're fighting for LGBTQ rights. We're fighting for trans rights. We're fighting for equality amongst races and socioeconomic backgrounds.
Some women, however, complain about being left out from these newer groups. They are women opposed to abortion. Wesleyan's Rebecca Maffesi says there's bound to be differences on some issues.
I don't think that that should keep you from coming and joining in conversation and even having conversations about reproductive rights.
The co-founders of Voices of Reason disagree on this hot-button issue. Sarah Kwa opposes abortion, but Jody Slothauer is pro-choice.
We both would agree that, you know, women's health care is very important.
Yes.
But we have lots of friends who have different varied views on abortion. And I think we reflect how you can come together. We may not just agree on the abortion issue, but we can certainly agree that women's education is important, family education. I've talked a lot about we need to be the progressives and the Democrats need to be the party of the 21st century American family.
Local grassroots activism is also becoming intergenerational. Sapphire Campbell studies at Heartland Community College and is the granddaughter of longtime community volunteer Mary Campbell, who is active with Habitat for Humanity and the Labyrinth House for women transitioning from prison. Since taking a bus with her grandmother to the Women's March in Washington, D.C., Sapphire Campbell says she has been trying to engage others her age in political dialogue online.
I spend a lot of time just on social media and whatever. If I ever see something that I know is incorrect or someone else's belief that is different than mine, I mean, I'm not rude about it, but I usually just kind of correct them or tell them, well, here's a thing to consider, and give them my own opinion. And I don't expect to change anybody's opinion, but I also know that there are a lot of people out there who are more close-minded just because they haven't really seen the other side of anything.
The shoots of activism have reached as far as the middle school level. 13-year-old Madison Helms is an eighth grader at Tri-Valley Middle School.
Well, I've always felt it was very important to speak up for people that can't speak up for themselves always, so I feel very privileged that I was able to go to this march and share my opinions, because I know that other women in other countries are not as fortunate as me.
An aspiring artist, Helms was struck by the crowd of women wearing pink pussy hats, hats with cat ears that they wore as a sign of protest, and also with the message on one particular poster.
I have always liked to draw my entire life, and when I got home, I wanted to portray all my feelings into my art. So I drew, like, everyone that was at the march. Like, we had hats, the pink pussy hats, and all of our signs.
What signs did you pick and why to put in your poster?
The most prominent sign that I really liked was the "Hate Makes Us Weak" sign. And I just thought that that was really the truth, that hate does make us weak.
Helms' drawing of the women's protest quickly took off.
I usually just like to draw for fun. It's not like something that I wanted to sell or anything. But once I drew it, my mom really liked it, so she decided to post it onto the Women's March Facebook page, and then it received some attention.
Some attention. How much attention?
2,500 people liked it.
Was that surprising to you?
Yeah, it was really surprising for me because I, at first, didn't really like my picture. I didn't think it did the march justice, but having all those people say that it was good, that really made me feel good inside.
You can now buy Helms's image on redbubble.com as a poster, sticker, even a tote bag. Helms is donating the proceeds she earns to Planned Parenthood, an organization she says
it helps women who are less fortunate than I am.
A big question is whether the women's groups will remain active and engaged. Alexis Holstein of Empowered Women thinks they will.
Gosh, I hope it doesn't fizzle out. I think we should have this type of energetic engagement with our political and social systems, no matter who's president, no matter what party is in the majority.
With all the proposals flowing out of the Trump administration, there's likely to be no shortage of work for these grassroots groups in the months ahead. I'm Judy Valente.
This land was made for you and me.
Last verse.